What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's keep things going here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Have the Astros just had bad luck when it comes to pitchers and elbow injuries, or do they have a systemic problem? 713-572-4610. This coming off of the heels of learning that Hayden Wesneski, one of the three players that you acquired in the trade that saw Kyle Tucker leave on his, ahead of his final season on his contract. And, you bring back Isak Paredes, who at third base has been pretty damn good for you. The glove's been good. The bat has been timely in what you need. Cam Smith, who offered a lot of excitement in spring. He's been figuring himself out, man, defensively at the very least. It's fun to watch him, run around in the outfield. And then Hayden Wesneski, who had been very important being technically the fifth starter, but if we were going to re-rank the starters, probably fourth, maybe third at times starter for you. He is now likely done for the season with Tommy John. He needed that Tommy John surgery. In fact, he didn't make his way back down to Houston from Arlington because Dr. Keith Meister, he plies his trade up there, and he is pretty much the leading guy on these UCL injuries. What happened in your throwing arm? So he stayed up there, got his surgery done, and I mean, knowing what we know about Tommy Johns, don't expect to see him back. Unless there is just the craziest miracle, which sign me up for one of those. That's cool, I'll take it. But this is not a lone incident, right? This is to the point where you've seen this enough. Where you guys, as soon as I was trying to be on that hopium, y'all know me. I'm out here trying to be Mr. Hopi McGee or what have you. And when he missed or They pushed the start.
You got 2 days extra.
Yes.
And
just to give some rest.
And none of us were speculating, but I did mention on the show, it seems a little weird.
And that
it
was just on the show.
A little different.
I think in the text message, you were like, oh, okay.
Okay. In the text message, I was. You're like, okay. I was full smart ass.
Which, to be fair, that is who you are, and I want you to be exactly who you are in your fullness. I get that.
I'd have to go back and look, but it was pretty like, okay, well, he's
it was smarmy.
Done.
It was a smarm in there. And so there was that, and then we started getting the inflammation. It was like, oh, okay. Because he had a bad go of it once he did ultimately get out there and throw. I was like, all right, this doesn't look good. And then one thing that I had not realized until it was brought up, I believe it was Chandler Rome that brought this up, the idea that last season in Chicago, he had some forearm issues. And typically, I think 20% of the time that happens, you look up and boom, Tommy John surgery is necessary. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, that feels like that fits the trend. And lo and behold, the trend. But again, this is not an individual instance, right? Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers, who just coming off of a 3-year stint of not pitching. Christian Javier, Justin Verlander, Jose, there's a lot of these names, and it makes you look up and you go, all right, is this just a thing that's happening in baseball? Because it absolutely is. Tommy John surgeries are everywhere. There's these UCL injuries particularly the use, but it seems like it's particular to here in a different way.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's two sort of lanes that are going on here in baseball. Lane number one is a lot of pitchers are getting hurt. A lot of pitchers are getting hurt, and there's a reason for that is being bandied about, and I think there's a lot to that.
Shout out to the 832, just right on time with the text talking about how approximately 38.8%, by the way, press pause, The idea that you say approximately and then you throw a decimal in there always bugs me.
Me too.
I'm like, that's not
me
approximate too. At that point. That's yeah. fairly exact. Yeah, that's, we're going to be completely honest.
So he's in lane. But he's in lane number one.
38.8% of major league pitchers have had Tommy John surgery at some point in their careers.
Correct. And there's also in that lane, there's such an emphasis on velocity, which is putting extra pressure. Spin rates, which is putting extra pressure.
And can I add the complicating factor on both of those two things that you added?
Yeah.
The adherence, strict adherence by MLB of getting rid of spider tack.
So that additional is the third
grip,
one.
Guys are having to death grip these baseballs in order to get. So like you have that, and then you add the amount of torque that you're having, trying to get your velo up, and then also trying to get that spin rate up.
Yeah.
Like it only seems reasonable that with all of the forces and energy that you're placing on your arm, that something's going to come dislodged.
And then the fourth thing, you know, it's the velocity, it's spin rate, it's there's no more spider tack, and the fourth thing is pitch clock. To me, those four things are mentioned a lot in baseball in general when you talk about, boy, there sure have been a lot of arm injuries. Boy, there sure have been a lot of Tommy John surgeries. And yes, that's lane number one. Among the teams that have had a lot of them, I got to be very clear here. There is a lot of vagary when it comes to what is reported as a quote-unquote arm injury or, you know, short of Tommy John surgery, because that becomes obvious, or out because of elbow problems. That teams are vague about it. But from the reporting that has been out there, teams like the Braves, the Orioles, the Dodgers, they've had a lot of elbow/arm injuries. But here's where we got to get to lane number two in a very difficult conversation that I hope the Astros are having, and we can have a little bit of a taste of that conversation here. The team that has had the most?
Wait, hold on. I think I can guess. Are they in the AL?
Yes, they are.
Are they in the AL West?
Yes, they are.
Do they wear orange jerseys most of the time?
Yes, they do.
All right, I feel like it's going to be the Houston Astros.
So it is a Major League Baseball problem. He is right. In the other lane, the team that has had the most, 7 Tommy Johns since 2020, is the Houston Astros. So can you just write that off as well? A lot of teams are having arm problems, because I can't. If I'm Jim Crane, if I'm Dana Brown, if I'm Joe Espada, hell, if I'm the pitching coach, there's something about, okay, yes, there are a lot of injuries, but we've had the most. That cannot be a coincidence. You can't. Well, I'll put it this way. You can't treat it as a coincidence.
Yeah, I wouldn't even look at it like, everybody else has had. I want to know, how can we prevent this?
Yeah.
How can we slow this down?
I don't want to hear about everybody else.
Yeah, I don't care about everybody else, man. Like, nah, this is, we need to keep our guys healthy.
Yeah, and the impression that I've gotten from guys who are, I guess, closer to the game than I am, is the way that I'll put it, is that they almost feel like major league teams have gotten to a place, especially the teams that really lean into the analytics of it all and trying to get the pitching better, which I think the Astros would fit into at the very least in the previous iteration of the front office. Maybe not exactly in the same way this iteration, but I think you know what I mean. Leaning into spin rate and velo as, indicators and things that you can adjust to try and make pitching more successful. I think that they have all kind of come to a place where they look at it and they go, the number that we talked about, damn near 40% of pitchers will have Tommy John. Well, this is an inevitability. And so we'll treat this kind of like a running back.
Yeah.
Where you use the yards that you can use until you can't no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like that's kind of the way that teams play it in general. And to some degree, maybe the Astros play it where it's just like, look, we know that there's going to be a surgery in this. This is the cost of doing business. That's what the money is for, to quote Mad Men. And so until that surgery pops up, let's see what we can get at you. Let's have you, have the velo as high as possible and, blow by people. Let's have that spin rate up and get the movement that we're looking on your pitches and shape them right. And yeah, we might lose you, but hopefully we're going to play the game in such a way where we're going to get some really great pitching until we lose you for a year, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we can do it again.
But I'm with Figgy on this, and I think most Astros fans should be here as well. I get it. Everybody deals with arm injuries. Everybody deals with Tommy John surgery. But why aren't we 20th? Why are we first in the most number of Tommy John surgeries and arm problems? How come we're first? I think we need to look at our own organization, our own way of doing business, and figure out, because 15th, hell, I'll take 15th most in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But we're first. I think you need to look at philosophies. I think you need to look at, I think you need to look at the 6-man rotation. Are you doing it too much? Are you not doing it enough?
Yeah, there's something there's absolutely a question to be asked about, and I'll probably reach out to somebody and see what their opinions are, because the notion of going from, you know, that regular rest and moving it around in order to, you know, hey, we're going to do now six man and changing up those days.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a repetitive season and such a repetitive, you know, nature of things. If you're doing this in a way that I guess is right without, you know, better, without a better word to use there. And it seems like the Astros are very willing to shift that up in a way. I go, does that affect what's happening here? Do we then also factor in non-pitcher injuries? Because it feels like they're not, they don't really have good luck in that. Yeah. And at that point, do we then take this away from luck and look at what are your practices medically the way up and down the organization, which would be a damn shame, a crying shame, considering where we are in Houston, Texas, a place that is regarded as one of the best healthcare places in the world.
At minimum, I'm asking questions. At minimum, I'm looking and doing some deep dives and research and data and philosophies. You know, like I said, you can argue six-man rotations are good. You can damn sure argue they're bad. You know, guys that are every fifth day, you know, he's out there working on his arm strength. It's getting stronger, you know, the mechanics and everything else. I think you can look at mechanics. I think you can look at training staff. Yeah. Rehab. Why are we the worst? Why are the Astros the absolute worst? In a game in which there's a lot of problems, why are we the worst?
Yeah, and look, it could be a coincidence where, you know, just, you know, a couple more people had to have Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. But me, if I'm in that organization, I'm like, look, we need to get off number one.
Yeah.
We need to let's change up something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to look out for these guys because this is a lot. Otherwise, we need to start investing in more pitching.
Yeah.
If it's going to be like this or if it is what it is and this is how it is. We need to get more pitching. We need to get more people.
What?
I like how you threw that. It is. He didn't even hear it.
Oh, I didn't even. It went right past me. I was getting your point, though. I got your point.
So you're saying you understand what it means then?
No, because he just threw that in for no reason at all.
No, it made sense. No, okay, so this question came in on the text line. How many of them have happened since Brent Strom left 2021? Do you happen to have the timeline on
it? Verlander was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
McCullers Jr. was the whole time, pretty much.
That is fair. I hate to laugh at that, but that is fair.
Since then, Luis Garcia, JP France, we didn't mention him.
Right.
As well, Urquidy and Wesneski.
All right, so the question then that comes up, there's two of them, obviously, because this came up because of Wesneski. Does this at all impact the way that you view that trade? Because somebody was talking about, you know, obviously he came from the Cubs. Their chance that they traded him with the knowledge that he could get injured. I don't think that, like, there was a immediate risk. But once, like I mentioned,
I mean, he had physical.
He had that forearm injury, and that seems to be some level of precursor, and it kind of played out here. But then secondly, and I guess you decide where you want to go with this, is it worth the squeeze here? And this is the part that I feel real uncomfortable about because I try to be a person of the people and recognize that we're talking about human beings here.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does seem like teams have kind of made the calculation of the injury is going to happen and it is worth the squeeze in order to get the pitching results. Do you believe that to be the case for these Astros?
I mean, I think that's a possibility. I think that's one of the many things you look at. It's your own philosophy as an organization. You know, figure I cut you off for a second, but like I'm talking about everything from do you send pitchers or players in general, if you want to extend it, to Puerto Rico too much? Are they playing year round too much? I think you look at that. I think you look at, you know, the rotation, as I mentioned, training staff, rehab strategies, mechanics, pitching coach. All I'm saying is there's too much money on the line. There's too much on the line to, on the one hand, acknowledge, yes, it's going to happen. But why the hell are we the worst at it?
Yeah, well, I mean, worst at it when it comes to health outcomes, literally. Yeah. But I think that there's something to be said for. And again, I find myself in a place where I feel like I'm advocating for use them and lose them.
Yeah.
Right. Which, again, that's makes me feel real
business.
Dirty. What have
you.
And again, that's what the money's for, I guess, to some degree. But that is, I imagine that that's part of it. Like part of the reason why you have the so-called car wash where you can bring in a Yusei Kikuchi and kind of utilize the way that, you know, make his stuff better or at least utilize his stuff differently.
Yeah.
And then go out there and have him play well or pitch better. Rather have you have some of these other pitchers play maybe above what you would have anticipated them throwing. And some of that is being able to dig into these revolutions and dig into this velocity and these various things and get those at a higher level. And I do think that there might be a case that is worth making that, you know, the juice is worth the squeeze. It is just deeply uncomfortable to get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it shows up more so when you're in this place now that you are compared to previous years where it felt like you had an abundance of guys that you could turn to. And right now, these are all stacking up in a time where you're like, we kind of need these guys to be the pillars on which we built what this team is.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with you on that. I think it's kind it seemed like it is similar to the running back position too, mm-hmm. where it's like they're only giving you a couple years and then they ready to move on or they not ready to pay you type thing because they feel like, you know, in age that you kind of washed a little bit. Maybe that's the case. I mean, I'm not sure, but maybe that's the case. And they did get some good squeeze out of the pitchers did have Tommy John. Like, you got some good Luis Garcias and all that type of stuff. So,
see, I think that might be part of it for some organizations. I'm not saying the Astros, but necessarily for like replacement level pitchers. But when you got some studs out there, man. You know, that you don't want, you want them to last.
But how do you piecemeal that?
That's what I'm saying. You know? Like, how do you?
But it seemed like the studs do last, though. Like, I mean, it's not like you throwing Verlander to the side and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he come back strong. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if Luis Garcia going to come back strong. It seemed like he haven't been the same since he had to change up his pitching form or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if players like that is going to come back strong where it's worth keeping around like that.
All I'm saying is, you have to do something. You can't just say, oh, well, that's baseball. Oh, well, that's the price of doing business. Oh, well, you know, they're replaceable. It's the business side and the ugly business side of the sport. I don't think you're in a place when you're worst that you can just do that.
Can I go to the consulting firm of Lopez and Gilliard right quick, if you don't mind? So I have a client for you. It's the Houston Astros. They're trying to figure out how they handle these circumstances with injuries. What would you recommend for them? Would it be like overhaul, do an expansive research into the way that you handle pitching? At least we'll focus in there, and maybe the way that you teach it, the way that you train it, the way that you develop it, or what have you. Would it maybe be just maybe don't invest as much money in that space, understanding that eventually everybody's going to have this here surgery? It would be something else.
I think you got to start with the internal. You got to look internally. You know, why, you know, we get it, but why are we having such bad luck?
I agree.
Can't just be luck.
I would start internally and say, hey, show me how you showing these pitchers how to pitch
or go through your rehab.
Let me check the medical record. Mm-hmm. Let me see all of this stuff to see.
Yeah.
Because maybe it could be a coincidence. It might be a coincidence. I don't know. But,
I just don't want to rely on it being a coincidence.
My eyebrow will raise to look like, damn, like another Tommy John?
Yeah.
I was going to say we could continue to watch the space, but it's kind of hard when you have so many pitchers on the IL already. But this is a fascinating thing that I might want to see if I could do a little more digging on some of the perspectives around the league if I can get to that. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I need you guys' help with my first confession.
Why?
Because I can't quite put my finger on it.
Okay.
I cannot quite put my finger on
it. I don't want to put my finger on anything, to be completely honest. I need you to be
well,
very clear.
Well, hold that thought.
What's happening here?
Because I saw Brittany Mahomes, a picture of her this morning.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to put my fingers over there.
And I can't quite put my finger on it, but...
Nor should you.
Something seems different about her.
Oh. This is how you're going to go about this?
Help me out.
You're going to saw pedal this? All right. Help
something,
me out, meaning I'll be the guy.
Different.
Brittany Mahomes,
Figgy, have you seen
obviously wife of Patrick Mahomes.
Look like she got the mommy makeover.
Wow. Is that what you call it? She got breast implants, ladies and gentlemen. Like that is the
is
thing that he's tiptoeing around.
It's a mommy makeover.
She got breast implants.
No big deal. Just a little mommy makeover.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I just couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Nor should you, again. You will end up with charges if you do that. Yeah, no, like she got her breast implants and more power to her, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where I am. Like, I didn't have any other analysis or anything. Yeah. It was just like, cool. Glad you can do that.
My theory on this whole thing, sorry, Figgy, is if it makes you feel good, do it.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel good, do it. I don't care.
You can do whatever you
want. Whatever you
especially
want.
When it comes to women, like, I know a lot of women of a lot of women who's like, you know what? I done had 3 kids.
Yeah.
I'm about to do this little mommy makeover, get a little 360 going on, little breast implants, a little all that stuff. So like,
all right. You know, the only people who really kind of like pass judgment on stuff like that is other women in my experience. They're like, well, you know, they're not real. I'm like, I don't care. Why would I care? Why would I care if they're they look good.
Do you think that's what it was? That she had a couple of kids. Is it 2? Is it 3? They got to a place where she was like, we're probably good here, so.
100%. Okay. 100%. I wasn't looking at her body or nothing like that, so I don't know. And obviously, I'm not her, so I don't know how she feels about herself. But I think at some point, women kind of be like, you know what? I want to do something for me. Yeah. I had all these kids. I want to, you know, I want to get to where I want to get to.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that because I think I might have told you this. Mm-hmm. I had to go and like look up what she looked like before because I honestly did not recall like, oh, what was the size
and what
prior?
Was your reaction?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so that definitely happened. Like, it definitely happened. Which again, I have no judgment because I don't think that I could care really in that way. If she's happy about it, I imagine she might have consulted her husband or what have you, and they on there. So.
But how many guys have, like, seriously, just, I know this is not very unscientific, but how many guys are like, yeah, but they're not real? None.
That's not none. None.
The only, like, that's not none. The only time I do that, if it really looks
fake. If
it's
too much.
Like, if it's like, oh, that don't even look good.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
well, that's different. That means it doesn't look good. But like, oh, you know, the fact that they're not real, who cares?
Yeah. I just like how Brittany Mahomes tried to go out here like, oh, ain't nothing going on. Just,
you know.
Well, I mean, what's she supposed to do? Put out a press release?
I know, but no.
Well, she just put them out there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She just popped out like,
yeah,
oh,
she put them out there.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah. Which is, again, cool.
Yeah, no, that's,
I endorse it. No, that's problem. Great.
Well, I also feel like if you go and do that surgery, you don't really get them to not
do it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Again, yeah. That's, I feel kind of smarmy or what have you, but I think you get what I mean by that in a very platonic way. Like, it makes sense. I feel like that's what she went to go do. Good for her.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I thought I was more secure about my height than I am.
What? You're really? You're not short?
I know. And that's why I thought, like, no, that's cool. Like, I don't really, you know, like, it's I know where I am. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So while I was out, I ended up at a hospital. No bad reasons, all good reasons, what have you. Mm-hmm. But I had to do, you know, I had to do a physical, whatever, and, you know, weight, height, and all that, right? Due to weight, it's cool. It's about that same range. Take off my shoes to do the height measurement. And, you know, stand up on the wall. They move the thing down. Mm-hmm. And then the nurse goes, all right, 5'11 and some. And I was like, what you mean? What are you talking about?
You went to combine height.
I was like, what are you talking about?
You got
about?
A combine height, the real height.
She's like, yeah, look, 5'11 and some. I was like, nah, I've literally always measured 6'3"
You've been wrong.
Literally always.
Been out here capping.
In medical settings, I've always measured. And she was like, well, you too young to be shrinking. And I was like, yes, I know. Like, in my head, I didn't say this to her. She was a very sweet lady. But in my head, I was like, yes, I know. And so, you know, we went through the rest of it. And really, in that moment, I know that I'm six foot.
Do you?
With a little bit. I do. I do. At least I thought I do. And normally you just go, all right, maybe that was a bad reading. Maybe I wasn't standing all the way straight up or what have you. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
When I tell you I was sitting on that little, you know, the little bench, whatever, with the paper or whatever,
yeah,
waiting for that doctor to come in thinking, ain't no way. Ain't no way. And I was like, oh, so I'm a lot less secure about my height. Because as soon as they took that six away, I was like, no, no.
That's
not
a
me.
Big. That's a big.
Yeah, that's a big difference, big man.
Not 5'11 and a half.
You're not in the 6 foot club.
Yeah, 5'11 and a half to 6 foot is an enormous.
You in the 5 feet club with me?
Yeah, that's
an yeah. And again,
welcome to the club.
Again, I believed before last week that I would be the type of person that goes, it's cool, we in the 5 foot club or whatever. I present strong. Yeah. I present tall. Hey, that six went away for a second, and I was like, I got defensive.
Boy, come over to the lunch table with us.
I got real defensive.
Come on with the nerds.
I am not as good of a human being as I thought I was. Jose Altuve welcomes you is insane, Brandon.
Hey, this is the table that all the girls don't like. They don't like nobody 5 foot. They like all they men 6 foot and over.
Yep. I gotta get to my primary care physician and get a second read. I gotta get
opinion.
I gotta get
this
a second
is
opinion.
So good. This is
I gotta
so
go get
good.
A second opinion. Ain't no way.
He's gonna date some girl and she's gonna tell her friends, well, he's like six. Well, not six, but he's, you know, he's close to six. No,
it's gonna be someone in the medical field who can get to my records and be like, actually, it's one in here that say 5'11.
He gonna meet a girl. I only date men 6 foot and over.
Yeah.
Sorry, Reggie.
You mean? I am.
You got to start changing
profiles. Please believe me.
Reggie's got to change his profiles.
Please believe me.
He's going to be wearing platforms.
I am 6 foot tall. I promise.
Tom Cruise. He's going to wear the Tom Cruise shoes.
It was shrinkage. She just didn't measure right.
Welcome to the 5 foot club, man.
Yeah.
So, I know y'all seen the Knicks. Who they beat? I forgot who they they beat the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
So they going to the Eastern Conference finals for the first time in what, 25 years? I want to say in 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I got to confess, I actually like the team a lot, like the way they've been playing all postseason. They fun to watch, mm-hmm, and they kind of like they are bringing that kind of that 90s basketball a little bit.
Yeah.
But my real confession is I don't want to root for them just off the strength of these irritating New Yorkers, mm-hmm, all these celebrities that's on the floor and trying to dap up Jalen Brunson and all this other stuff. They are irritating, man. Like, I kind of want the – I'm in a bad position because I don't like the Pacers either.
Yeah.
I don't want the Pacers to win, and I don't want the Knicks to win off the strength of the celebrities, man, and all these New York Knick fans and all that stuff, man. They are so irritating.
They are. And that was one of the reasons Sean Pendergast was saying this morning he doesn't want the Knicks to win. But I'm kind of with you, just to dovetail off of your
I
kind of like watching the squad.
The actual team, they play. I like Brunson a lot, man. Yeah. He's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the Knicks fans, man. Yeah. They're so irritating. I'm like, damn, why do y'all had to get here?
Yeah. That's amazing, because I think I'm the exact opposite.
You want the Knicks?
I don't know if I necessarily.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
the teams, yeah.
I like their get down. Like, they are hilarious to me because they, to be fair, I give them a lot of respect because they ride for that team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that team means something to them. And then, you know, they might show their ass when they're kind of good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to watch from afar. And I get that this is different when you now have to deal with them one-on-one. I get that. But it's funny from afar because they lose their damn minds, and that's what's happening right now. So I'm kind of enjoying this. And yes, the losing does keep it at bay a little bit. But, I mean, I'm cool with it. Like, they, at least they don't get nasty with it like some of these other fans when they get, like.
They got nasty with that dude from Indiana. You've been watching that?
Oh, did they?
That Pacers fan that Halliburton's going to fly out to the finals.
Was that was Knicks fans, though, right?
It was. I thought it was Knicks fans, and he was just in New York. He was at the game wearing a Pacers. Or he was at a watch party, whatever, you know, wearing a Pacers jersey. And got harassed, and now he's going to be flown out to game one.
Of the remaining fans, because obviously we got Minnesota Timberwolves fans, you got Oklahoma City Thunder fans, you got Knicks fans, as you mentioned, and Pacers fans. Which are the ones that you like or dislike the most?
I actually dislike Pacers fans more than Knicks fans because they think they invented basketball.
That's right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is why my take that I think Hoosiers overrated is great, because it really needles.
It really needles. They think, like, well, let me tell you about basketball. Okay, St. Louis baseball fans. That's what they are.
That's a great comp.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Indiana basketball fans are like St. Louis. Boy, they really know their baseball. get out of here.
Which is a low.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. So I guess Timberwolves, huh? Or Knicks. I mean, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind the Knicks. I'm not holding a grudge.
I wouldn't mind the Knicks either. Yeah. But it was just irritating to see a Stephen A being all fanboy on the court. It's just like, bro, get your ass and go do a report or something, man. Go write an article, man.
What you mean go write
an article? Get ready for First Take.
Nah,
just
sitting
there fanboy.
Go act in something.
Man.
Do something that we can enjoy. Go act in something, please.
Yeah, go play in some more Law & Order episodes or something, man.
I think, see, Ocho's with me. He said, I'm sorry, I love New York fans, man. Give me all the arrogant.
Yes, that stuff.
Yeah. Showing your keister is how.
I don't want to see Michael Strahan out there just.
It's an interesting thing because the game is better NBA when the Knicks are good. It just is.
Hasn't been good for a very long time. Huh?
For I said better. For this reason, because. You take one side.
I'm actually super excited about this Knicks and Pacers game, man. That's like classic old school 90s, man.
Yep.
And Reggie Miller gonna be on the call.
That stinks. Yeah. Somebody said I stand with both of y'all, but who would y'all rather win a championship, Cowboys or Knicks?
I stand with both of these guys. I'm just taller.
It's cool, man. Reggie, you at the cool table. Don't worry about it.
I thought this was a safe space. That's what I was told. I
stand with you.
I was told that by the men's clinic that, you know, confessions was a safe space.
It is.
Here I am being called part of the lollipop guild by Houston on the 713.
I said I stand with you. I'm just 2 inches taller.
All right. When I swing on you, just know what happened, okay? I just want you to understand. See, all of a sudden, I'm acting like a short dude. See what y'all did to me? You see what you've done to me?
That little angry man.
Hey, once you swing on a Lopez, it's going to be at this 5-foot table. You're going to be down here with us.
Those are the confessions here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, actually, let's talk a little bit more about basketball in some ways. Do you feel like, or do you have any problems with the difference in officiating and game administration between NBA regular season and NBA playoffs? Because it feels like this has become a thing. So let's talk about that next. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig, here with you. And I'm going to need y'all to calm down on the text line. 713-572-4610.
Here come all the hype comments.
Y'all having a little too much fun with this.
Now you see how I feel. I've been going through this for 36 years. All the time.
Do people make fun of you?
All the time, man. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was taller than them.
That's not making fun of you, though. That's a compliment.
That ain't no damn
compliment,
man.
Again, you project tall energy. You feel me? Like, that's what it is.
Well,
you,
that's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, right? That's
no, that means you carry yourself well. You can't affect how tall you actually are, but what you can is how you carry it. Right. You carry it very well.
All right. If anybody see Reggie out in these streets, tell him he sound taller on the radio. Yeah.
That'd
see
be
how
awesome.
You feel. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Oh, goodness.
He's just compounding the problem now. He's already had a bad day.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all making it better, though. I always appreciate hanging out with y'all, especially you on the text line, 713-572-4610. And, of course, those of you on the Mo Karam Injury live streams, both on YouTube and Twitch. But do you have any problems with the vast difference in officiating and game administration that's happened in the regular season to the playoffs? And this is something that I've been ruminating on over the course of this playoffs, because this has been a particularly physical one in the NBA. Like, there's been a lot of physicality. Hell, we saw that here locally with the Rockets when they were facing off against the Warriors.
Yeah.
And the Warriors had the audacity, or people at least talked about the idea that, oh, man, Amen Thompson fouling Steph Curry all the time. Yeah, you're damn right. You're going to lean on him. And they've allowed a lot of that to go. But I've kind of heard a lot of people kind of clamor and really have some questions about if it should be this way, because the regular season is not. And we've always known that mantra, that idea that playoff basketball is different than regular season basketball. But it feels like, and I don't have definitive evidence for this, take this how you will. It feels like we have a bigger delta between the physicality of the playoffs and the regular season than we have in a very, very long time.
See, I think that's where the issue comes in. I actually not only understand, you know, that you're letting things go a little more in the postseason, I actually would prefer it. I think most fans would. I mean, the whole let them play kind of thing. But I think what you're talking about, the gap and the absolute over the top exploitation of the I was going to say rules, but of the officiating.
Yes.
Teams are saying, all right, you're giving us an inch, we want a mile. And that's the problem. You know, you almost have to like have a meeting among officials and determine, yes, we're going to let some of these, this grabbing and shoving and hard screen. I mean, hard plays through a screen. We're going to let some of that go. But, and the one that comes to mind, actually it benefited the Rockets, but I truly went, come on. When they put their arms around Steph's waist.
They out there. They was out there. Looked like they was at prom. They was like, "Here, let me grab you by the waist, here, young fella."
That's
young
when I
fella.
Went. Come on, there has got to be a line. So I think it's the gap more than I like the premise. You know, the NBA was built on these types of things. You know, with real tough, hard playoff basketball. But how do you fix that? How do you fix the gap?
Yeah, and I think what would have to be is like you'd have to get a lot closer to kind of calling it a little bit more straighter or as you typically did. In the regular season, because again, that's what we have come to understand is like it's the tone that's set. And some of this, as was evidenced, I think, in one of the big places that people have talked about is Nikola Jokic, right? Jokic has been out there, and of course, him and his Nuggets were just eliminated this weekend by the Oklahoma City Thunder. But some of that was the Thunder employed a similar tactic where they went with a smaller guard. They went with Alex Caruso guarding him, in part because they, exploiting the ways that the tendencies of officiating, they know that little guys are, especially when they have that cross match, that mismatch, they're given a lot more country, a lot more leeway to be physical and put elbows into folks and to put forearms into folks and those types of things. And they existed within that. In fact, they got to a place which is kind of the ultimate level of respect, in my opinion. I think that we now have the Jokic rules. You remember back in the day with Michael Jordan when the Detroit Pistons had what they called the Jordan rules. Where, you know, they would hit him, they'd be physical with him, those things. It feels like we had some of that where we had that physicality. Mm-hmm. Anytime he was trying to get the ball, they sandwiched him with players, leaving other guys open. Like, it feels like we got to that place with him as a level of honor. But I don't know how much do you appreciate and enjoy that, because it feels like that's very, very much like, or in some ways like in the NFL, where you have a regular season that is conducive just by the weather and what have you of passing, and then you get to the postseason where you got colder temperatures and it doesn't fit, and that is like more weather dictated. This is something that you can't control as a commissioner, as a league, and they choose to have it this way.
Yeah, but how do you draw a line? Where do you put that? Can you grab, you know, just to use that same example, Steph Curry, but not put your arms around him? That doesn't seem to be too hard to me. That doesn't seem to be too difficult. You know, but it does help the competitive balance, and that's ultimately what they want. They want 7-game series. They want 6- and 7-game series,
and we have gotten that.
And you can manipulate that with officiating. Oh, they don't cheat. I think every official knows what the series, where the series stands, who can benefit the most. And it's not a conscious decision, but I think I think the subconscious decisions that the officials are making are a part of it as well.
That's interesting, because I don't know that I've took it to that place and connected it that way, and I'm still not even sure if I feel that, but that is an interesting thought, because that leads to another question I had about these playoffs. I'm interested, how many people have just genuinely enjoyed them? Because we have a group of four that are now there that makes it so that you're not going to have the same champion over the last 7 years, which, I mean, it's just entirely, I mean, when was the last decade that you had over, you know, where you had nobody repeat? Can you think of one?
Boy, it's been decades of runs.
You want me to help you out?
Yes.
It hasn't happened. Like in any decade, especially in basketball in particular, like you've had some level of, I don't know if dynasty is the right way, but you've had, you know, kind of fiefdoms of sorts. Like
runs.
This is our time period, right? This is where we feast, right? Whether it's the Lakers or the Celtics, or for a very short period of time, it was like the Sixers, right? You've had those times where people have had their runs and they compete for a little bit, but then they fade away.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's almost been accelerated in some ways, where nowadays you get in, you get out. And I guess to bring this back around to the Rockets, like, does that at all change the way that the Rockets should approach this offseason? Because it feels like, and maybe I'm extrapolating too far, but it feels like, especially for folks who want to stand pat, the notion behind that is, this is a team that you get to that contending space, you have a few years to continue to try. But you look at it, and some of these teams, they're getting in for their lick, and then they don't return. Like, they don't return to that space modern era.
Part of that is free agency and contracts and being able to keep salaries in the right tax threshold and cap and all that stuff. But some of it is not. Some of it is just that, you know, these teams cannot sustain it for a long time.
there's more good teams too. Like as much as people don't want to, there's more and more talent being put in.
More so balance.
More balance. Yeah. More teams out there. And I do wonder, are people enjoying this? Especially because it's one of the things that you kind of limit in college basketball to some degree is not having those storylines built over years. And in some ways, you're kind of losing some of that. Yes, you still have some of those storylines. You still kind of know who the Nuggets are for the most part. You still know who, I guess, the Warriors are to some degree, but it's a different look of the Warriors. You know who the Celtics are to some degree. You know who the Thunder are over the last couple of years. But you're seeing more of that every year is different rather than we know who the contenders are. And as much as people have decried that in the past, I do wonder how much people are actually liking this compared to what it has been.
You know, just speaking for myself, I'd still rather see some good runs. I think that's what really, you know, it builds that villain or hero sort of mentality. You know, like if you have a good Warriors run, there are teams that just love the Warriors, you know, because that, and most people hated them, you know, because of that, because you wanted to knock them. The best thing for sports is to have that, the great teams doing great things, I think.
So again, bringing it back to the Rockets, do you think that shifts at all your mentality on this, or is that too much? Because I was just kind of ruminating, and I don't know that I have a good answer, but it did lead me to the idea, maybe you try and hit for your lick, and you push for it, because the idea that you're just going to be around and hopefully be in that space to where you get an opportunity to do it, I'm starting to move a little bit away from that idea, because you're seeing teams get in and feel like, oh, this team's going to be here for a while, and then you look up, and it's not, the window closes faster than you realize.
I just think that's the case every time the window is truly, obviously open. I've always believed if you have a chance to win something, man, you do everything you can to get that win, to get that championship as much as you can. The problem is, I don't know if it's a problem or not, but teams can't sustain it as long anymore. But if you have a chance, yes, I think it does relate to the Rockets. You got to be able to make that move to make the run while you can.
From the 713, officials ruined the Nuggets Thunder game 7 and turned it off at halftime. Which, funny enough, that was a game 7 where the Thunder absolutely just drubbed them. Mm-hmm. But it feels like we've had less of those kind of games this year. Even with teams getting up, it feels like teams have all come back in almost an NHL style, you know, playoffs where teams have just been able to come back. No game has felt all the way out of reach because so many of these teams have been able to make their way back in more instances than I think has previously been the case.
And I think that's largely because of the physicality. And maybe it's some of that subconscious stuff that I think is always a factor in basketball officiating. They know, they don't consciously do anything, but they know, hey, we can let them get, you know, they get away with a few more things here, whether we know it or not, and it becomes a better game, better series.
Yeah. So, still interested to see what this playoffs holds with these four teams that, you know, you'll have a new champion in this decade at the very least. It'll be a new champion of the last 7 years, the seventh time rather than the last 7 years that there's a different champion. And I'm very excited to see what it looks like, because also notice that it's none of the old guard. It's a lot of young guys. These are the guys that the Rockets will hope to contend against, right? The Anthony Edwards, the Jalen Brunsons, the Tyrese Halliburtons, the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders. These are the guys that you're looking to compete against and contend against for the next foreseeable future. All right, and real quick before we go, I did mention Jokic kind of started there with the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love about Jokic as a star, even though he kind of is in a older tier group than those guys that I was mentioning, is that he is very much like me in that no matter how cool your job is, when it's time to clock out, it's time to clock out, as evidenced by this. This is Jokic, you know, the exit interviews or I guess what have you, right? The post-game press conference. This is him just, you know, looking like he's ready to go.
And we will see, you know. But from now, like next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer probably.
That's his answer. Like, what are you going? What are you getting up to? Just, I don't know. We'll find
beer.
Out. But beer
is what I'm doing.
First and foremost, I'm going to go drink is what I'm going to do. There you go. Go get you a cold one, big fella. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it is a Monday. Let's visit what happened over the weekend. Who are the winners? Who are the losers of the weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.